This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Drones piloted by Ukrainian investigators are being used by prosecutors to document alleged Russian war crimes in Kharkiv and the region, Reuters' Christy Kilburn reporting.
Vasyl Biluz is a Ukrainian serviceman who has put together a unit for aerial filming.
It is important to prove the fact of war crimes committed by the Russian Federation against Ukraine in both national and international courts, and to identify the culprit to bring them to criminal responsibility.
Ukrainian authorities hope to hold Russia accountable for what has happened since its full-scale invasion of Ukraine on February 24th. Moscow has previously rejected accusations of war crimes and has denied allegations it has targeted civilians.
That's Reuters' Christy Kilburn. During an interview with AP's Ellen Nickmeyer, Taiwan's envoy to the United States, B. Kim Zhao says that they're taking a lot from Ukraine's pushback.
The Ukrainian resistance has proved to be very resilient, which is rather inspiring for many. And we are also targeting our own defense reforms in a way that will also enable our defenses to be resilient and strong in an asymmetric way.
Asked if the new House Speaker Kevin McCarthy should make good on his earlier pledge to visit Taiwan as well, she said that it will be his decision, but I think ultimately the people of Taiwan have welcomed visitors from all around the world. Ukraine will have to wait longer to find out if it will get advanced German-made battle tanks. A dispute over sending the tanks from Western allies to help Ukraine against Russia's invasion played out both in public and private Friday as more than 50 defense leaders meeting in Germany failed to hammer out an agreement. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is visiting Senegal with a message about the future of U.S.-Africa relations. Yellen later will visit Zambia and South Africa on her 10-day trip. Biggest speech came Friday at a business incubator and co-working space in Senegal's capital that provides credit and technical assistance to young and female entrepreneurs. Yellen shared a wide-ranging vision of Africa's potential business ventures with the U.S. and how the U.S. has already invested in the continent. In South Africa, Yellen will tour a Ford assembly plant to showcase successful examples of U.S.-Africa economic relations. She says China needs to provide meaningful debt relief, and Russia's invasion of Ukraine has hurt Africa's economy. The Biden administration is commemorating the 50th anniversary of a Supreme Court decision that granted abortion rights nationwide. It's the same decision that the court reversed last June in what was seen as a victory for conservatives. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to Florida on Sunday to speak about abortion on the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. It's a bitter historical milestone for the Biden administration after the U.S. Supreme Court rolled back the national right to abortion last year. Harris's speech is intended to signal that the administration isn't giving up on the issue. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Tesla chief Elon Musk testified Friday that investors do not always react to his Twitter messages as he expects, defending himself in a fraud trial over his 2018 tweet that he had funding to take the electric car maker private. Reuters' Jillian Klitschner is reporting.
Musk said, quote, "Just because I tweet something does not mean people believe it or will act accordingly." His testimony was less than 30 minutes. It began with Musk answering questions about his use of Twitter, but he was not asked about his 2018 tweet that he was considering taking Tesla private and that he had funding secured. The San Francisco federal court adjourned until Monday. That's when Musk is expected to address why he has insisted he had Saudi investor backing to take Tesla private, which never occurred.